Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome on back into Sports Talk, our Friday the 13th edition. Steve Geller with Jeff Nowak, also Coleman running things, keeping us in line behind the glass. We just got word from LSU Baseball. Jay Johnson surprisingly announcing the starting pitcher today. Usually it's, you know, an hour ahead of first pitch, but we do know it'll be Cade Anderson tomorrow on the bump against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Not that much of a surprise. It's just more of a surprise the announcement was made.
Yeah, I mean, I did wonder if they might get cute and go with Anthony Ianson, because if you recall back, you know, when LSU played Arkansas in the regular season, Anthony Ianson kind of dominated the Razorbacks. Like, he went 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 11 strikeouts. That's a pretty impressive performance against arguably one of, like, the top team in the nation, right? Like, so I did wonder if maybe you get a little cute. No, they didn't. I mean, and you shouldn't. Yeah, Cade Anderson's the dude. He might be the top pick in the draft in a couple weeks. Like, that's what you do. So you're gonna have a lefty lefty matchup. You're gonna have Zach Roop for Arkansas, and you're gonna have Cade Anderson for LSU. And it's like, I feel like it's all lefties. Like, are there more lefties than there used to be? I feel like there's star lefties every time I turn around. It's so weird.
I feel that was something LSU was lacking in the past. There's some lefties. So
They had some, like, junk throwing lefties out of the bullpen last time they went to the College World Series. Riley, I can't remember his name, the bigger dude, blonde dude. He felt like he threw like 83 miles an hour, but no one could touch it. Anyway, I'd have to look up his name, but Riley Cooper, yeah, because he had the same name as the football player.
I was gonna say that made me think of the former.
He was a reliever out of the bullpen. It's just like every time he got, like, he was the least imposing pitcher I can ever remember, but no one could touch him at the College World Series. It was remarkable watching him pitch, and you know, it's just something. It's so fascinating because why are lefties, like, I get why lefties are useful in baseball, you know, because you can get lefty hitters out and they don't see a lot of lefties, but now there's so many lefties. At a certain point, doesn't it just kind of balance out? Because the righties see so many lefties that they, you know, and then the lefties see so many lefties that...
As the righty, though, for the lefty to pick up, you know, the ball out of the left-handed pitcher's hands is a lot harder.
Yeah, but that would be the same for a righty against a right-handed pitcher, but we don't talk about, like, you know, my dad used to call them loogies. Remember lefty one-out guys? You can't do that anymore because the MLB changed the rules where you have to face 3 batters, and that killed the loogie, the lefty one-out guy. But I remember, like, there used to be pitchers on MLB teams, like Adam Ottavino. No, not Ottavino. There was, I'm mixing up names, but, like, you would have guys, you go to the bullpen, you bring him in, 1 batter. Okay, he's done. Okay, one of the reasons baseball games take so long.
Yeah.
It's all about
the matchups.
It's all about the matchups. But I don't know. Like, there's so many star lefty pitchers now that at a certain point, it's got to balance out. Like, how can lefties continue to be that dominant against lefties if you see them constantly?
You mentioned with Ianson, I know that was a possibility too, considering the fact that it's looked at, well, if LSU wins and they advance and UCLA wins, the Bruins have a more lefty heavy lineup. But yeah, you're starting to play a lot of what if games there.
Yeah, it's just not worth. I mean, you throw your best pitcher. You
don't want to end up in that loser's bracket.
I mean,
right?
Like, yeah, it might work out for you, but if Anthony Ianson goes out there and gets shelled, then everyone's like, well, why did you get cute? Why didn't you start your star pitcher? So I get it. That said, like, I do think, like, if you threw Ianson today, then he might be available as a reliever in a couple days. Whereas Cade, I don't think you're going to bring out of the bullpen. Maybe you will. But either way, it's going to be a fun game tomorrow. I mean, that's the premier matchup right now.
The great thing with LSU, you can't go wrong. It's like 1A, 1B with both of those pitchers. You got two of them are studs.
Yeah, and they do it in different ways.
Right.
Right? Like, that curveball from Ianson is incredible. Like, it just disappears on you. You know, and neither are flamethrowers, right? Like, it's weird because last time LSU was there, you're talking about Paul Skeens, who's the flamethrower of flamethrowers. He's throwing 100 miles an hour with 103rd pitch of the game or
with
whatever
movement.
It was against Tulane. I can't remember how many pitches he had, but it's like his hardest pitch was his last pitch of the game. But no, so Zach Root, 8-5, 3.59 ERA, but he's been better in the postseason. He's allowed one earned run and struck out 13 across 13 innings. Last week, he held Tennessee to one hit over seven innings in a 4-3 win. And I mean, they went to, did they host? They hosted Tennessee, right?
Who's that?
Arkansas. They were the home team.
Right.
They must have been the home team. Yeah, I mean, they took down Tennessee. Like, that's not a, and they took him down in two games. Like, that's a, like LSU, I feel like, got kind of the cake matchup with West Virginia, right? Like, I feel like LSU's draw to this point has been about as preferable as you could hope for until just now, until this game, because you now get the worst matchup you could possibly have had.
Right. Everyone complaining about, oh, they should reseed the College World Series.
But because they got this kind of cakewalk road, now they're rested. I mean, you have no question about where they are physically, because they just kind of just strolled on through the Supers. Like, that series was not stressful whatsoever for LSU.
That news just coming out from Omaha. Jay Johnson going to be starting Cade Anderson tomorrow, 6 o'clock first pitch here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We also just had a bit of Saints news before Jeff found out about the Cam Akers signing from the Saints. They've officially put that out now as well, a one-year contract for the running back.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what it was going to be. And we kind of talked about it. But, you know, Cam Akers, anytime you can bring in a veteran – who's going to just work in that room, we'll have to see. He did look comfortable out there. Like, we didn't see a ton from him, but
right.
he looks like he's in shape, which is what you wonder about when a guy kind of shows up late in this program, because he wasn't a part of a team conditioning program. So, you know, I always go back to like Trey Turner, who made it through one day of camp and was never heard from again. Dez Bryant, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, he looks the part. We'll see if he stays in 38, because that's a rough number for a running back.
Dez never did pop up anywhere else after the Saints.
No,
huh?
That was the end of his career.
Yeah.
He tore his Achilles and he was done.
Man, everybody was Saints legend
Dez Bryant.
They were hyped. He was one of those dudes that
was a wild 24 hours.
The players loved just having around. They were thrown up to X. I remember Mark Ingram in a game in support of, you know, Dez.
That's what you do when guys die. You honor him. But no, I mean, yeah, that was a wild guy. I remember everyone was so excited for Dez Bryant. Like, oh, he's the missing piece. And then 24 hours later, like, well,
wait a minute, what happened?
Oh man, what a weird like kind of footnote on a really impressive career. Another guy at Oklahoma State, but hey, you know.
That and the catch, I guess it was against the Dallas, against the Green Bay Packers, I believe, in the playoffs,
the one,
right?
That didn't count.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think it was the Lions, but
Lions, okay.
I want to say the one that he, like, what is a catch?
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
What is a catch? Yeah. The complete the process catch. I still think it was a catch.
I did too. I don't know, the process of the catch, I feel like...
I still don't have a straight answer on what that means.
No, the NFL really hasn't clarified much with that, and you're wondering so often now when they go to replay what's going to end up happening here, and you see it over and over again, and sometimes you're just like, oh, there's clearly that was a catch, no doubt, and it ends up being not the case. So it's the NFL system with replay still isn't a perfect science either.
Yeah, but it's better than the NBA's, because I – You know, one thing that annoys me about the NBA replay in the playoffs is they go to the command center and talk to the guy and say, what do you think's going to happen? And he clearly knows what's going to happen. And he's like, I think they're going to keep it. I think so. And it's like, yeah, well, you just say it. You know. Why are you lying to me, Steve Javy? Like, you have the information. And he's always right.
I love when the NFL, on the other flip side of that, the NFL.
They're wrong half the time.
Right, exactly. They get the expert on, whoever it is, and it's like, no, that clearly looks like the knee was down there. That's not a turnover. It's like it ends up being the reverse of that.
It makes me believe that the process is ethical because Gene Steratore feels like he's wrong half the time. Mike Pereira is like, that's wrong, but they made the call. But it's dangerous game to play because – then you get the conspiracy theories out there because they're like, oh, Gene Steratore said this, but like the rest of the field said that. Like Gene Steratore doesn't work for them. Like he's an unaffiliated guy. He's making broadcast money now anyway. But yeah. So like I remember the crazy one was there was a few. There were a few crazy calls for the Saints, but one of them I remember was against the 49ers. In that wild game at the Superdome, I think it was 2019. It was 2019 because I remember I was coming back from the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. LSU was in it. And it was a fake punt. And Taysom Hill threw a pass. And Traquan Smith got mauled by the gunner. But like you can do that as a gunner on a fake pass or on a fake punt because the pass interference doesn't apply, but no one really understood that in the moment. They're like, what are you? He just tackled him. But apparently that's within the rules, but like no one on the broadcast had any idea what the rules were, and it was so confusing. And yeah, I got in a lot of arguments on Twitter about that one. But hey, you know?
Arguments on Twitter, what?
Yeah, what's that about?
We're going to take a break right now. When we get back, we'll do some arguing with Cokie Riley, who's over in Omaha.
No, we won't.
Covering LSU Cokie's baseball.
Cokie's always very agreeable.
We'll take this break, come back, and get into some Tigers versus Arkansas Razorbacks right after this. Stay tuned here on WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Well. We're back here on Sports Talk, going all the way to Omaha, checking in with Koki Riley, who covers LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Thanks so much for taking a break out there, Koki, and joining us. How you been doing, man?
Doing all right. How's it going?
Doing great. Surprise, we just found out, saw on social media from your Twitter account that we actually have a named starter for this game, and it's not an hour before first pitch right now.
Yeah, we got word about, I don't know, a half hour ago that Kaden Anderson is going to start. It doesn't come as any sort of surprise, though. This isn't like some, you know, big drum roll, please, sort of moment. So Kaden's going to start, and we get the lefty-lefty matchup that we were all expecting. So it should be fun.
Yeah, Koki, what are the vibes out there right now? I know there's a lot of Jell-O shots being consumed. That's a rite of passage for College World Series. LSU's on top like they always are. But, you know, what I know every time LSU gets to Omaha, they take it over. So, you know, what are the vibes right now? There's a Mardi Gras float on its way out there if it's not there already. What are you seeing?
Yep, the Mardi Gras float is here. I was going to post that, a picture of that pretty soon. The Mardi Gras float is here. It's at the Hilton outside the stadium. It's by the Hilton outside the stadium. And the vibes are good with that. LSU fans are probably, you know, filing in today. I haven't been around the park that much today, so I couldn't tell you exactly what the vibes are around the stadium at the moment. Gonna do a Jell-O shot tomorrow, so that's gonna be fun. Haven't done one in 2 years, since the last time we were here. As for the vibes around the team, you know, they're just ready to play. And I think everyone's sort of ready to play. Like when you play the last game, there's sort of like this sense of anticipation, right? And at least that's how I feel. So I imagine that's how they feel too.
Before we get into some actual baseball stuff, Koki, I wonder if you could talk about the Tony Gwynn Community Service Trophy that Chris Stanfield won. I know it's the first time ever the award's been given out, and what do you know, LSU Tiger takes it home.
Yeah, Chris has been pretty vocal about his community service work so far this season. His organization and the work that he's done is something that he did at Auburn as well. So it's been very important to him. And, you know, Chris is just a very down-to-earth, nice kid. And to see an LSU player, you know, take home that award for the first time is definitely quite an accomplishment. It's, you know, congrats to Chris, obviously.
You know, digging into the matchup a little bit, you know, we know it's Zach Root against Kaden Anderson. We get the lefty matchup, like you mentioned. But, you know, what is your kind of, analysis for this game? Like, what are you expecting to see in terms of, obviously, we've seen three games between these two teams already, so we have an idea of what it's going to look like. But what's kind of your scouting report out of this game?
Yeah, those three games are huge in terms of sort of informing us what this game is going to look like. For LSU, I think Kaden Anderson in the start against Arkansas back when these two teams played, he was able to get quite a few swings and misses, keep the ball. He was able to more or less keep the ball in the ballpark as well, despite the fact that, you know, we were in May and, you know, the conditions were fairly warm. So you know what the box is like when it's warm out. I think that he's a pretty good matchup for this Arkansas lineup because Arkansas has a tendency of swinging through pitches. I think he can, you know, definitely expose that. You know, high level pitching can sort of get to this Arkansas lineup at times. I think Anderson can do that. So that's a good matchup for LSU, and especially in this massive ballpark here in Omaha. But on the flip side of the ball, I think that's where things kind of get dicey for the Tigers, because I know they scored all those runs in the Super Regional, but at the same time, like, the circumstances and given how poorly West Virginia played, not just on the mound but also defensively, had a lot to do with that, I think. And you're not going to be playing in the hitter's park. You're going to be playing against a team that's much better defensively and way better on the mound. So it's going to be a challenge to get the five runs. If they get the 5 runs, I feel very good about their chances of winning this game. But if they don't, I just do not feel good at all about it, honestly, because they're just, I just feel like we've seen this team's record when they score 5 or more runs, and they're almost undefeated. They only have 2 losses this year in games where they scored 5 or more runs. But when they don't do that, they're like a well below 500 team, and it can get to seem like Arkansas. I mean, they're going to get some runs on the board one way or another, whether even if it's not against Anderson.
Yeah, you know, kind of looking a little bit forward, you know, not necessarily winner's bracket or loser's bracket, but you have to play at least 3 games, so you're going to have 3 starters. Cason Evans is a guy that's kind of fascinating to look at. I know you wrote about him today over on theadvocate.com, and, you know, the question becomes, how do you want to use him? He's pitched once, basically, in over the last month, and it was kind of a legendary performance in relief in that win over Little Rock in the regional final. You know, where are you leaning in terms of what are your expectations for how LSU would manage him? Do you think they would use him as a starter? Do you think they would use him out of the bullpen, you know, to maybe close out a tight game? Like, where do you see them leaning? And if he's not a starter, who do you think would be the alternative?
If he's not a starter, I think you're going to see him a lot. I think you could see him in game one, in game two, and in game three, depending on the outcomes of those games, maybe a little bit. But, like, I think at the very least, if he's going to come in relief, you're going to see him in games one and two, and potentially even three as well, if they won game two, right? But if he's a starter, I think you're just going to see him in game three and maybe at the end of one of those other 2 games. So I lean towards him being a starter because you have to win 3. Right. And I think Jay has enough trust in the rest of his bullpen to not have to turn to him constantly. But I could be wrong. So I think in Omaha, you're going to see like another level of aggression from Jay when it comes to his pitching. I mean, we saw that 2 years ago, and I think that should be very instructive as to how he could do this. I think there's a real shot you see Evans in as a starter and as a reliever this week, which is going to be very, very interesting to see.
Coke, you had mentioned the fact that Charles Schwab Field, definitely a larger park, and coupled with the fact that we've seen LSU's offense struggle on the road. I mean, how concerned should LSU fans be going into this, not just this matchup against Arkansas, but overall the games in Omaha?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? You sort of went out for a second.
Yeah, just wondering, like I was mentioning with the field being much larger at Charles Schwab Field, just playing bigger, and this Tiger team having struggles on the road, you know, just that confidence level of fans going into this matchup in Omaha, not just against Arkansas, against all these teams as this offense can produce.
Yeah. I mean, LSU is also, you know, 3-0, no, yeah, 4-0 technically in neutral site games. So there, I guess there's that.
Okay.
But at the same time, no, I mean, you are right. I mean, this team just has not hit the ball as well away from Alex Box Stadium. And I think that's something that I don't want to say LSU fans have forgotten because heading into this matchup, but it's something we haven't talked about a ton because of how well, you know, how many runs they put up on the board against West Virginia. In my opinion, I don't want to overreact too much to what happened in the West Virginia Super Regional because sort of like you said, with the fact that they're a better offensive team at home, the fact that they were facing a team that simply did not pitch well and was even worse defensively. Combine all that together. And yes, there were some improvements offensively. I'm not saying there weren't any, but if you combine all that and then you look at the flip side of that on the pitching side where, you know, Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson were pitching in a series where nobody pitched well. And I think a lot of that had to do with the weather and how hot it was and how draining it was for pretty much all the pitchers. And then obviously if it's hot in the box, the ball's going to fly. So you combine all that together. And I think we should go, I lean towards what we're going to see tomorrow. I lean towards that being more the team that we saw for the entire season, not the team we saw in the Super Regional, if that makes sense, where they're playing in low scoring games, where it's very important that they get the 5 runs. all that sort of where they struggle at home at times. Like that's the LSU team struggle away from home at times. That's the LSU team that like that they're going to have to either lean on or fight through, depending on which side they get heading into this game, where they're a pitching first team that needs to get to 5 or 6 runs in order to win a baseball game like this against, again, an SEC team.
Yeah, you know, something you just mentioned there, I was talking about it earlier in the week, and, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would be concerned about the pitching, just because of what you saw from Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson against West Virginia, because they looked anything but a pair of aces, at least on the score line, right, or on the stat line, with all the earned runs. But, you know, when I watched that series, what stood out to me is basically every pitcher. Once you got past 3 innings, heck, some of the West Virginia pitchers couldn't even get past 1 inning, and it just seemed like the execution fell off a cliff. And I had to believe that was a lot more driven by the heat than maybe some of these guys wearing down at the end of a long season.
Yeah, that's what I tend to think too, because if you look at Cade Anderson's start, 1 run through the first 5 innings, and then the innings got long. We got later into the day. It was a 1 o'clock game, so it's only going to get hotter once you get to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And he just wore down and was standing around for too long, and it just really it sort of fell apart for him at the end. But it didn't matter because they were up by so many runs. And then for Anthony Ianson, like again, struck out the first 4 batters on drop third strikes, and then after that was just on an absolute roll. It was an absolute roll for a little bit. And then, then again, 5th inning, 6th inning that were an issue. He hits the first batter in the 7th. He comes out of the game. So I tend to agree with you where like, I'm not going to like 1 weekend shouldn't turn on the alarm bell the same way 1 weekend shouldn't like say that shouldn't mean that the offense is necessarily fixed. You know, let's see how tonight plays out. And if you combine all that with the fact that they're going to be in a pitcher's park, I think you're going to get a pretty low scoring game. I'd be pretty surprised if this was a high scoring game at all.
Okay, I know, unfortunately, too, this season, you've had to play part-time meteorologist with these LSU baseball games. How are things looking in Omaha today going through the weekend?
Tomorrow looks good, I think. And then, at least according to my amateur weather app, things do not look very good after that. But I couldn't really tell you right now what time and when. But that's sort of what the outlook looks like right now.
Gotcha. Always appreciate the time, Cokie, and have a few Jello shots for me and Jeff.
All right, we'll do.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time, Cokie Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times Picayune and the Advocate. Yeah, that's got to be something, you know, getting to cover this team in Omaha and just the madness that's going around the shot challenge right now. And you see the updates even from the bar coming on Twitter with the daily, you know, the hourly updates on it. And just LSU just dominating these other schools.
I have to give Murray State some credit. Murray State's keeping up. They're keeping pace. Now, you can't really make a dent unless you get to the final series, because then your fans aren't there anymore to buy any more Jello shots. So, you know, it's always going to be one of the final teams that actually wins the thing. But you got to give Murray State credit. You know, it's not the biggest fan base in the world.
Coming out strong, though, for sure.
They're investing in some alcoholic Jello. For sure.
To my no surprise, the West Coast team, UCLA, I saw was trailing out there big time. Not coming out strong at all.
Classic UCLA. You know, can't hang. These LA folks coming out to Omaha can't get it done.
I'd have to check, though. I think even Arkansas was trailing behind pretty big between LSU. You mentioned Murray State. I forget who else was in the mix for those top 3 teams with the Jello Shot Challenge.
We're still way early. Dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I love that projections from Rocco's was even like LSU is on pace to shatter their own record.
88,888.
Wow. That's the record?
I believe that's what it was. I think it was all 8s. They stopped specifically. They bought like 12,000 on the final day just to get to that number.
What a fantastic promotion that the Rocco's came up with, and a moneymaker for sure.
Yeah, and it goes to, you know, the money comes back, right? Like, it's not just benefiting the bar, like one of the reasons.
$5 a shot, and I think they end up making $350 of it. The other rest goes to charity.
Yeah, it goes back to, I believe, the food banks in each...
Omaha?
No, in each team's
cities?
Home
okay.
market, okay. right? So a lot of the money LSU fans are spending out there is going to go back to the local food banks.
Even
so,
more reason to spend yeah. more.
What else is there to do? Go drink Jell-O shots.
I wonder, though, you know, the amount of alcohol in these Jell-O shots, because you're not really getting buzzed. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I've never
they're
had
fun
one.
To do. You've never had a Jell-O shot?
I've had a Jell-O shot. I've never had one of Rocco's Jell-O shots, so I cannot speak to the alcoholic consistency
of
their Jell-O shots.
Jell-O shots in general.
They're making a lot of them.
You're not real. I don't feel like you're getting buzzed off of them.
Well, that's why they're
You'd
dangerous.
You'd have to have like 20 of them.
Don't have 20 Jell-O shots.
I would need 20 of them.
I don't know, Steve. You're making a lot of claims here, and I don't know if I can verify.
I'm going to have to line up all these Jell-O shots and do it myself.
I'm not
then.
Going to have 20 Jell-O shots.
There you go. Coleman can verify.
You can verify what?
The alcoholism of a Jell-O shot is not that strong. I don't know what kind of vodka they use with, and that kind of depends on it. But the gelatin, you can't have that much vodka in
or
the gelatin.
Or it won't set.
Yeah, or it won't set. So, yeah, there's very little vodka in it.
That's
it's
why
enough to get you buzzed, but it's not enough to get you right, depending on how many you take.
That's why I just pour the Jell-O into a bowl with the vodka and eat it with a spoon.
There you go.
Just, you know, like, yeah, sensible, like a sensible adult would do.
I guess.
Like Joe Flacco would do.
I guess you couldn't make Everclear Jell-O shots.
I don't know, Steve. Why are you asking me these questions I don't know the answers to? You think I'm a Jell-O shot aficionado?
You can make Everclear cherry bombs, though.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is
it's,
that?
It's cherries that just sit in Everclear.
Okay,
yeah.
Soaking in that.
Yep, okay.
Right. Well, there we go. We can start our own cherry bomb challenge.
I don't even know what the show is anymore.
We're talking about drinking. It's a Friday, the 13th, that's for crying
true.
Out loud.
It is true. It is Friday.
We will take a break, though. When we get back, we'll get into more of our Saints audio. We're going to put it out to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line at 504-260-1870. See who gets the most votes in the break. Do you want to hear from rookie Tyler Shuck or from wide receiver Chris Olave? Once again, sound off. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Shuck or Olave. Be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WWL. We're back here on Sports Talk. I had to check out the Rocco's Jello Shop board just to verify some numbers. Right now, LSU at good old 1,993. Trailing them, Murray State with 1,274. And behind that, Coastal Carolina in third place with 1,137. As I mentioned, UCLA, pathetic, just 174 Jello shots. Got to be better than that, Bruins.
That's even weaker than the shots themselves.
Oh, hey-o.
As I'd learned today. Thanks, Coleman.
We're getting into some more of our black and gold sound from the minicamp session. We heard from wide receivers coach. Now we're going to hear from one of the main wide receivers, the number one guy for the Saints, even though it's disputed by a lot of folks that he's a number one wide out. Chris Olave talked to the media in the locker room the other day, and here's what he had to say coming back from his concussions.
Kind of the whole construction of everything being new here, what do you like about it?
I love it, man. I love the new coaching staff. They bring great energy. We got the same receiver coach, but everybody else around the building is new. So I love the winning culture they bring coming from Philly. But I'm excited for what we got upcoming this year.
Yeah, I was going to say potentially what this offense could be, because based on what you've seen from Kellen, that's got to excite you.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot of different concepts, but like I said, we got the players to do it. We just got to put it all together on the field come week one. But we're preparing and building that chemistry right now.
How much do you think a receiver of your caliber with your route running ability and pedigree in the league, how much do you think that can help these young QBs develop?
They're great, man. The young QBs are good. I don't think they gonna come in and have hiccups. I feel like they got a good head on their shoulders. They got good IQ. They're ready to play NFL ball. So I'm excited whoever get that starting job. They're both really good. I'm excited whoever gets that, and we're gonna be ready for that.
Chris, coming back at the end of last season, I mean, were you able to hit the ground running in January? And you had the full offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I was running in December or whenever I got cleared, I was still running and working out and doing everything, but I just wasn't be able to play. So I was in shape and ready to play if I was willing to go out there. But like I said, I was ready.
What have you focused on this offseason, just in your development?
Just maintaining my weight. Just trying to play at 195, stay at 195, just being in the weight room a lot and focus on my core.
Chris, where do you feel like you have the most untapped potential still in this offense?
I was just talking to my coach about that, just trying to get more involved on the deep balls. Like I said, I came into the league as a deep threat, but we got one of the best deep threats in the league, and I'm just trying to get more involved, get some more deep ball targets, and try to play with that.
You've worked with Spencer, obviously, working with Tyler. So far in this offseason, how is that progression with both of them coming?
He's really good, man. He's really technical with his game. He brings the meeting room to the field so good. His deep ball is great. He's tall. He can see everybody. He can see all the progressions. He's going to be a really good player. I can't wait to see him in 11-on-11. And I got to see a lot more.
Anytime you can get another fan.
Trade rumors. Man, it's all rumors, man. You see in the NBA some of the top players being trade rumors. Everybody being trade rumors in the offseason. Everybody trying to have some of a click. So I love it here, man. I love the front office. I love my coaches. I'm excited to be here, and I want to be here forever. So this is where I want to be.
Wide receiver Chris Olave in the Saints. Wild locker room going on over there. Lots of hooting and hollering with the kiddos around hanging out. But Olave, unfortunately, rough season last year. We know dealt with the concussions. Only appeared in 8 games. Had 32 catches, 400 yards, 1 touchdown. Hoping to see more of building off the first 2 years where he was able to get 72 receptions and 87. We saw 4 touchdowns and 5, that progression going up. And, there's been that criticism, like I mentioned, going into the interview of Chris not being that number one type dude for this Saints squad. And whether you like it or not or feel that way, he has to be. He is that top option in this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's number one, X, Y. The Kellen Moore's offense allows every eligible receiver to kind of run every route, which is what makes it unique. One thing that he mentioned is that he wants to play at 195. He's at 195 right now. He's actually listed on the Saints roster at 187. That's what he came into the league as. So he has put on some weight. So that's helpful. But, yeah, I mean, like, he needs to stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, then I don't have any questions that he can be an elite player. He did talk about a couple things, which is interesting. One, that he wants to be more involved as a deep threat. And it's true. You really haven't seen him get the ball downfield all that much since his rookie season when, you know, you were talking about he was the guy. There was no Rashid Shaheed, really, at least not until later in the year. You know, he also mentioned that Tyler, he mentioned he's tall, he can see over the line. And that is one thing. We're talking about 7-on-7s. One of Tyler's advantages in this quarterback competition that we haven't actually seen yet is the height, right? Like, Spencer's going to have a harder time operating when the offensive line is in front of him than Tyler will. And we haven't seen him actually have to deal with that yet. So it's a good point. Like, you know, when that actually does occur, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, Chris is bought in. They picked up his option, so he's going to be here for at least 2 more years. Whether teams want to trade for him or not, that's not their decision to make. It's the Saints' decision. And he's going to be kept around. And it's cool. I like to hear that he's invested. Like, I think his energy is really positive right now. And I don't know. Like, I still think that the Rashid Shaheed-Chris Olave combo is a lot like the Tyreek Hill-Jalen Waddle combo over in Miami. And they just need to tap into it. They just haven't been able to tap into it last year.
And you got some more speed added to that with Brandon Cooks, who I talked about it a little bit, the fact that I felt like he was really quiet during OTAs and minicamp, that being Brandon Cooks. There wasn't too much note-taking on him.
Yeah, I mean, he was out there. He was catching passes, but, I mean, if we're worried about involvement right now, it's
no. Like, that's why I was like, I don't want to overblow things.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was fine. He looks fast. You know, I don't look at him and say he's lost a step. Like, we haven't really seen the full offense.
I hear you. Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, I thought he was a lot
quicker.
He's
going to be involved. He's going to be there. Yeah, and like, I'd be more worried if I was watching him out there and he just looked slow. Like, he looked like he had lost his step. He looked like he was still kind of fighting that injury. And I didn't see that at all. So, no, I mean, just to get back to Chris, like, yeah, when I talked to Keith, one of the things he said is, like, we don't talk about it. Like, it's just that. Like, you just got to play. Because I don't think you can play football at the NFL level if you're trying to avoid getting hurt, right? It just doesn't work. Like, if you're constantly just, like, you know, ducking. And I don't think we've seen that. We haven't seen him have to take a hit yet, though. So what happens when the hits start actually coming? We'll see. But, you know, he got cleared at the end of last year. There was really no question he was going to come into camp ready to go. But until he gets out in the field and catches a ball, that's still something that has not happened.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll wrap things up on our Friday the 13th edition. Checking out some college baseball action going on at Omaha right now. Also gearing up for NBA Finals. Pacers taking on the OKC Thunder as the Thunder try and even up this series, a matchup in Indiana this evening. We'll be back with more Sports Talk. Stay tuned after this on WWL. Very spooky Friday. No, we're not in October yet, folks, but it is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
This is Michael Myers, though, not Jason.
That's the only one I can find that's recognizable.
Close enough, right?
It's scary.
Yeah, it's gonna have to work.
I'm stressed out just listening to it.
Hopefully stressed out tomorrow is the Arkansas pitching staff taking on LSU nice. Baseball. 5:30 pregame coverage, 6 o'clock first pitch right here on WWLAMFM.com. Brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and also Louisiana Dental Center here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. In action right now, top of the fourth inning at the College World Series. Louisville and Oregon State are scoreless. In the first game of the day, it was Coastal Carolina taking down Arizona, the good old Chanticleers in action again.
24th consecutive win.
They're rolling.
It's a lot. It's a lot of wins.
Tonight we've got game four between OKC and Indiana. Jeff's pretty confident the Thunder roll in
Double
this
digits.
Matchup.
Double digits.
And then we go back to OKC for game five, right?
Yes, you do. That's why if the Pacers win tonight – like, they need to be able to win the series in six. If they can win the series in six, they can win the series. If it goes to a game seven, they do not win the series.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in on this Friday the 13th. For Coleman, Jeff, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everyone, and be talking to you on Monday, hopefully, gearing up for LSU baseball in the winner's bracket. We'll be back with more Sports Talk then. Have a great one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.